Good morning. We continue with our study of Chovos HaLevavos Shara Bitachon. And in the last couple of days, the author of the Chovos HaLevavos has been sort of helping us understand how if we trust our own closest and best friends, and the reasons why we trust our own closest and best friends are true, they're certainly true to the more so when we deal with the Ribono Shel Olam. Well, the third reason is the understanding that our friends are able to show strength that otherwise would not be able to be shown. The Chovos HaLevavos says you have to understand that the source of all strength is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nobody can do anything to withstand the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we say in the Torah, Kol Asher Chafetz Hashem Asah. The fourth thing that we understand is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays attention to everything. He is always watching out for the biggest and the smallest of people. The fifth thing is that the understanding that nothing happens unless He wills it to happen, which is a tough thing for us to accept as people, because we want to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kulo tov, and yet at the same time there is evil that exists in the world. And so how are we to believe that there is evil that exists in the world, and if it is all directed by Hashem, who's kulo tov? I think a healthy way of looking at that from a Jewish perspective is the understanding that while God is kulo tov, we don't necessarily have the ability to understand why things are kulo tov. We may not ever understand it. There is a certain understanding within the greater interplay of Hashem that gives us an opportunity to expand our horizons, and even when something looks terrible, but we as a result get a chance to see people and interact with people, and our course of life is totally different as a result. And it works out l'tov. So then, of course, we understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's intent was tov. And therefore, it is incumbent upon us not to just recognize tov. When things are bad, we don't turn around and say, wow, everything is good. We have a responsibility instead to declare gamzu litova. These things we understand and we believe they will be good, but we don't bless the good because we can't fully appreciate it. Instead, the bracha we recite is dayan ha'emes. We recognize that God is the true judge. He is the one who knows why this idea is tov. And the fact is, we say in our Birkas Hamazon, Hu Heitiv Lanu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is good. He does good and He will always do good. And sometimes, even in the rough moments, which we don't understand, it will become good. And that is one of the things that the Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal, that Rav Chaim Yaakov Goldbach Zatzal used to tell us about Yaakov Avinu. That there's a certain understanding that when we talk about the idea of Nechama, the idea of being consoled, the idea of Nechama is not the understanding that in each and every step, as long as in the end it's good, it all works out. No, the true idea of Nechama is the understanding that even within the hard parts, even within the moments that brought us to the Yeshua, those steps were necessary as well. Rav Hutner Zatzal, in a famous letter, points out and says, Shev Yipol Tzadik Vekam, that a tzaddik will have to fail seven times before he's able to overcome. Yeah, it's not that as a result, even though he shouldn't give up, because eventually he'll pass. Because of the seven failures, he will recalibrate, and he will pass. With Elmali lo nafalti lo kamti, if I wouldn't have fallen, I wouldn't be able to get up. I need to be able sometimes to realize that it's through the tough path, each step within the tough path, that we get through and appreciate the brilliance of the total in the end. Sometimes that's one of the greatest difficulties, and that's where Bitachon comes into play, to understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of all of those systems. So yes, we are entering into the final days of Yom Tov, the Yom Tov of Bitachon, and we are hitting one of the greatest Nisim of Bitachon, the Nis of Kriyas Yamsuf, where the Jewish people, until the moment it happened, did have challenges in that regard. They weren't sure what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was doing. And then they declared, Hisyatzu Re'uas Yeshuas Hashem. They still turned around and said, stand and see Yeshuas Hashem. Even the part of coming back and forth was a necessity. And if we can take an opportunity and think about that in our lives, how certain twists and turns that brought us to where we are today, and sometimes the twists and the turns were not the ones we expected, and they certainly were not the ones that we used and granted the opportunity. And so therefore, if we think about those, And then we think about some of the trials and the tribulations we go through now. If we make those things that we can work through and walk through and ask ourselves, how can this be utilized by me for the sake of bringing out Ratzon Hashem? If we make it our business to think about those things, we certainly will gain from the experiences, even in the tough times. And it will fortify us and give us an opportunity to further enhance and strengthen our bitachon. And so I wish you all a Chag Sameach and have a terrific and wonderful day.